Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 30th, as we wrap up our albums that impacted our music and experience heavily month with Ben Folds 5. This is the first album by the Band of Three.
I love that.
It's released August the 8th of 1995, and just wanted to let you know that they're going to mess with your head.
Yeah. This is a really great record. I was really glad to go back and listen to this. When you put this on the list, I was like, oh man, I hadn't listened to this album in years. It had been years and years and years. And I really, really, really enjoyed the going back and listening to it again. Really great album.
So this was not my first experience with Ben Folds 5. They had the song Brick come out. I actually lived in the immediate area of Chapel Hill, which is where they were kind of taken off from. And I found a CD single of the song Where's Summer Be? And it was like a radio promo one. It wasn't fancy packaging. It acknowledged that it was literally just a black and white card in it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't know these songs. These aren't on the album I have. Hmm. And so I sought out this album, and I got to say, and it's not a better or worse thing, but I'm super, super glad that I took the time to go back and check this one out, because it's probably my favorite out of everything that the band, The Five, put out.
I mean, it's a fun record. It's just a fun record. It's like, it's not your traditional rock, what you expect from a, like, I mean, I never would be like, man, that Ben Folds Five, they're some rockers.
It's like,
but that's the part of them. They're like this indie rock that are there, but they rock your face off. They're so good.
But it's, the song Underground really captures it. Like they are underground.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were
underground. They were still at that point, and they continued to play the song even after they weren't. But the song Underground describes that whole concept of, you know, I was never cool in school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you don't remember me. And I don't know. You really kind of relate to that when you're in high school and you see people that, oh, well, this dude's nerdy as hell and he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's hope for us all.
There's hope for us all.
Yay. But there's some good messaging in there. I mean, there's a lot of salt and sass, which as a, you know, lifelong Ben Folds fan since I started listening, you know, he's always got the salt and the sass, and it's always in there. That's part of his thing. And but it's always clever. It's not the easy joke. It's the hard joke.
Yeah.
It's the...
But those are the jokes that hit. That's the music that hits. It's not... Yeah. It's not the easy musicians that
the
you're
stuff
like,
you gotta
oh,
work
man, that
for,
changed
you appreciate.
Me. Yeah,
you got to work for that satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of these songs are just like, I think the other songs that were on the single were Julianne and Best Imitation of Myself. Best Imitation of Myself is probably my second favorite song on this album to Philosophy. Jay and I were actually in a friend's wedding, and I quoted this song in the best man speech. And, you know, it's just great. Like, I found, you know, Ben Folds, actually, what he said about that song in the liner notes for Naked Baby Photos. He said that the song is about his Johnson, if that's what you think it's about. However, 21 years later, a little older, a little more mature, in his book, A Dream About Lightning Bugs, he talks about in the chapter creative visualization or useful delusion. He says, there's this mode I go into from time to time. It begins with visualizing a seemingly impossible accomplishment as if it had already come to be. A trance ensues, mountains are moved, and soon it is so. Results fueled by temporary delusion. It's that temporary state of craziness that pushes us to make the fantasy real, whether it's building a house, writing a movie, or running a marathon. I was like, that's everything that that song has ever meant to me.
Yep.
Also, at the end of the song, borrows a little melody line from Rhapsody in Blue from George Gershwin. Mm. I always say, if you can't do it better than somebody, quote them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love that. And this is and this is the album that kind of like, I mean, when Brick came out, it was an instant, you know, like boom, they were on the scene.
But the thing about Brick was it was a very introspective, relational,
you think?
Super dark, heavy song. Meanwhile, that's not what really most of everything
what
else was. For example, the song Uncle Walter.
Yeah.
So Ben Folds said, Uncle Walter was based on this woman, the mother of this guy I played in a garage band with, and she was a total absolute drunk. They'd leave to go get a cord or beer or something. I was 14, and she'd trap me in the corner and just talk. If I was president, I would have done this. She's dead now because she was washing her hair in the bathtub, and the bathtub was filling up, and she hit her head on the faucet, and she passed out into the tub and drowned. The Uncle Walter I actually have is a nice guy.
That's the most Ben Folds thing I've ever heard.
And the cousin of his first wife, Anna, said, Uncle Walter was actually a real genuine uncle by marriage of Anna's mom and my mom, their sisters. Uncle Walter had a great log cabin in the mountains of Virginia with an awesome large creek running beside it. He was a farmer from the Depression days and a real character. Anna's mom and my mom were always telling stories about him, and that's where the name comes from. Of course, the character in the song is indeed a compilation of characters, including the woman you referenced, but I just wanted to give my great uncle some credit.
Nice. It's certainly not the Uncle Walter we all know and love.
No.
Walter Yetnikoff. Rest in peace, buddy.
Rest in peace, Uncle Walter. You'll always be Uncle Walter to us. I mean, there's already two Uncle Walters there, and one of them's a woman. Why can't we throw him in?
Exactly. He'd love that.
That's good company, man.
Yeah.
But Boxing is the song that closes out. And Boxing is, yet again, another really interesting song. It kind of deals with, you know, reflection and introspection and looking back on what you did or didn't do on a moment that you're second guessing later in life.
Well, I mean, it's written from the perspective of Muhammad Ali and the questions that he had whether or not to quit boxing professionally, to tell you what kind of question marks are going on in the head there. So it's kind of one of those things of like, man, if you're at the top of your game and you're considering quitting, these are the questions that you have, kind of thing.
Right. And if you listen to the song, it's he goes, Howard. So he's doing like a monologue, but he's talking to, quote, Howard Cosell.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Bette Midler covered the song Boxing on her 1998 album, Bathhouse Betty. I cannot say that I've heard that. I don't know that I'll seek it out.
You got something against Bette Midler?
No, but here's what. So
is she not the wind beneath your wings?
She's not, nor is she the rose.
She is, however, the
divine Miss M, and I will give her that.
Has she ever taken you to the beaches?
I don't remember.
Woo! That was a good one.
What I will say is that, do you remember reading anything from Robert Christgau from the Village Voice or something, man? He was always this salty, unpleasant,
that sounds amazing.
Snotty. Exactly. That's why I read it, because I'm like, well, we got to get that perspective from somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's check him out. Yeah, he actually said that boxing was a crowning achievement. And I was like, I mean, I've always enjoyed it, but if you enjoy it, I'm going to listen to it again. Because what is it that melts a heart of stone? Boxing.
And Ratatouille.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, awesome. Well, today's album for the day, last of the month, April 30th, Ben Folds 5, Ben Folds 5. Be sure to follow us. And subscribe wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter at album4theday. And if you have any requests, shoot us an email to album4theday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Today's poetry reading comes from Benjamin Folds. Go ahead, you can laugh all you want. I got my philosophy. Keeps my feet on the ground. And I trust it like the ground. That's why my philosophy keeps me walking when I'm falling down.
Motherfucker fell down.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends.